Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. That's TatumLLC.com, right? Sam?
LLC.com. And
right. Check it out.
Post a survey there, and we're in 30 markets around the country and can help fulfill your professional level needs on an outsourced basis.
There you go. TatumLLC.com. That's how you can find the report, too, by the way. And Sam gives us permission to put it on our site, which we're very grateful for. Sam, in the order backlogs, the 60 days out, I do want to talk about this because everything yeah. else, the capital expenditures and employment capital, all that's pretty much kind of the same. Why do you think that they're proposing the down arrow? Your guys are saying there's a down arrow coming for the next 60 days.
Yes. We believe that part of that is seasonality, but we do not put a seasonal factor into our data. We give you the data as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But as we're now approaching summer, some items that are in backlog are expected to slow down. And the interesting thing is it's the only era that is in contrast with everything else.
Right.
And in fact, order backlogs looking back 30 days were up a little bit. So the down era, we think there.
You don't think it's some kind of a, it's, I mean, this, you don't get the feeling it's a national trend, it's, or a general feeling about the economy. It's more seasonal.
It's so out of kilter with the other stuff. We're having to say, well, it's an outlier that unless we get a confirmation next month, we'll pass on its significance for this month,
because it is in contrast to all the other arrows, which are at least
and order backlogs are first, they're hard to predict because you're predicting how much you're going to take in new orders versus how much you're going to ship, so if you want to see what the outlook is for the next let's say month or 2 months, you look at the order backlogs that rose in the past month, and that gives you what's shippable or deliverable in the next couple of months. Now, if we're forecasting 60 days out, we're forecasting how much we're going to ship versus how much we're going to get in orders. It's a little more difficult to do, and it's influenced, I think, a lot by seasonal factors. It's a factor we have some difficulty sometimes explaining.
Well,
other than seasonal.
The one of the good arrows is capital expenditures. I hope that means that maybe people are going to start investing in their business a little bit more. But it's interesting that Pat, going back 30 and forward 60, employment is still status quo.
Yeah. Well, first the capital expenditures. We've made a lot of progress in the past year on improving the utilization of our existing capacity, and finally that starts catching up. And so that's looking better on capital expenditures, but the employment has been our bugaboo and challenge for the whole recession and recovery, and it's flat with the prior month, both looking back 30 days and out 60 days, but by being flat, it just means it's the same slightly upward trend overall. But it could go either way. We'll get a report today on how things did last month, and we'll see what that report says. But we're saying flat with the past month or two.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't see, when we get these employment reports and it shows that we're 200,000 new jobs or whatever, what people don't realize is we need to do 300,000 a month just to take care of the people who are coming in the marketplace.
That's true, and we.
So I mean, 200,000 a month is good. That's better than negative, but it's not enough, is it?
It's not enough, and it's been declining in the last 2 months. So we're concerned about employment, and we will be probably for the coming foreseeable future because of this productivity versus growth.
I saw something the other day where they're saying, and I've forgotten the term that they use. You may know this. You know, there's a baseline. What is acceptable unemployment in America? Used to be like 4.9% or something like that. They're saying now it's going to be more like, you know, closer to maybe around 6%. Going forward, what do you think?
I don't accept that because that's just commenting on, oh, here's the new, you know, the new norm is this. But why should that be? I don't see they say that because that makes everybody feel a little bit better about where we are.
I think that
I don't accept
that probably
that
came out of Washington. They're trying to lower our expectations of them. And I don't think that's possible, Sam, to lower my expectations of Washington. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Happy birthday again. Hope you have a good one, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum. He'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.